This right here is an amazing story. An amazing story. We are joined by a guard for the University of Texas. He had 16 points, including the game-winning three, in Saturday's win over number 13 West Virginia. He is averaging better than 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists per game this season. An all-Big 12 honorable mention last season. 2019-20 Big 12 Conference Male Sports Person of the Year. He started the AJ1 Foundation. Texas is 10-1. They are number 4 in both polls, and they are hosting Texas Tech. Top 15, Texas Tech, tomorrow night. Andrew Jones is my guest. Andrew, it is so good to have you on the show. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. So glad to be on the show today. Thank you for having me.
It's really good to talk to you. Really nice to have you on the show. You know, there's so much I want to talk to you about, but why don't we start with Saturday in Morgantown, West Virginia. You're down 1. West Virginia had a chance to make it a 3-point lead, but they missed a couple of free throws with 11 seconds left. You guys get the rebound. You're going down court. What was going through your head in the moments before that final shot?
You know, space the floor. We were fortunate that the guy missed the free throw. You know, Courtney had a great head of steam, getting downhill. And West Virginia just overcommitted. So I was wide open, comfortable, and I knew that I had a lot of time to get the shot off. And I didn't think. I just shot it, and it went in. Felt good when it left my hand.
I was going to say, so Courtney is Courtney Ramey. He drives the lane. The defense collapses around him. He passes to you outside the three-point line. So you talked about what you were feeling before that shot. How did it feel when you let it go, and then how did it feel with 1.8 seconds left to knock in that shot?
You know, West Virginia played great defense on me the second half. They weren't giving me any open looks, and I was fortunate to have, you know, one of my most open looks throughout the entire game. So I just was ready to shoot the ball. Coach Smart really emphasizing us being ready to shoot and ready to score when the ball comes. And Courtney made a great pass to me. And, you know, it felt great right when I seen that, you know, I had a lot of space and the shot went in. It felt amazing.
Andrew Jones is joining us. Listen, I think that there are a lot of people listening that are familiar with your story, but not everybody is. The fact that you were diagnosed with leukemia 3 years ago, Saturday was in fact the 3-year anniversary of Shaka Smart telling the rest of the team about the diagnosis. What kind of emotions did you feel after the game and after having that moment on the anniversary?
You know, it was a surreal moment for me. You know, just how everything lined up like a domino. You know, it felt great. You know, I'm truly blessed to be here. I'm grateful to just to have the opportunity to be alive and play the sport that I love. So, you know, everything was great. Emotions were high. And, you know, I was just very appreciative of the moment.
Andrew Jones is my guest. You know, I want to be really careful and respectful when talking about this because it's not easy. And I also want to say, Andrew, that I kind of have a sense, like I haven't gone through it personally, but my father had leukemia. So as a family, mm-hmm. we dealt with this. So from that standpoint, I do understand. Shaka made the point that when the news first came, he and everybody else wanted you just to be healthy, just wanted you to be healthy. But you made the point that you were going to come back and you were going to play. Shaka said, mm-hmm. quote, "I don't know a lot of guys that would be able to do what he did from the standpoint of scraping and clawing his way back." I'm curious, what was it like for you to receive the diagnosis and then being so clear that you want to not only remain healthy or get healthy, but you wanted to come back and you wanted to play?
You know, it was scary the moment that I found out that I had leukemia. It was shocking. My parents and my family didn't understand where it came from, but we knew the situation could be bad and that we needed to get the best health care possible. And Texas was able to, you know, be able to give me that resource. And talking to my doctors at MD Anderson, Dr. Jabbour, he reassured me that, you know, he was going to be able to help me fight this battle. And then I was going to be able to play basketball again. So the confidence that I wanted to be able to come back and play came from my doctor. You know, he assured me that we're going to do the best we can to get me back playing basketball within the next 1 or 2 years. And I trusted him. And I took that same faith, same belief, you know, prayed and trusted God in the work that I wanted to, you know, come back playing basketball better than ever. So it was just my mindset. I really wanted it, you know.
Andrew Jones, my guest, mindset to me is everything. Like, I could spend hours talking to you about this, and we don't have that kind of time, but I'm really curious about the mindset, Andrew, because I think there are people listening that are either dealing with something similar to this, or they know somebody dealing with something like this, or maybe there are people listening that are going through something, because we all are, that's nothing like this. How in the world, and you get bad news, and then sometimes you never get over it, you never shake it, you never begin the process of attacking this. How were you able to get leverage and develop a mindset where you would attack something like this and go after it the way you did?
I think I just chose to listen to my oncologist and to those who were experienced and who are experts in the field of my oncology. I really paid attention to what they were telling me. You know, I just took the mindset of just growth, you know, having a growth mindset to the fact that in order for me to get better, I can't just sit here and just, you know, dwell on my situation. Yes, my situation is bad, and, you know, it's hard to even deal with it. But I try to remain positive, you know, try to enjoy each moment, and I want to just get 1% better each day. I know I was not going to be able to get back 100% in one day, 2 days, or in a week. I knew that steady growth, steady improvement each and every day would amount to, you know, a great success. So I was fortunate that, you know, I had a lot of people around me, family, resources to help me. You know, I would not have been able to do it alone. However, you know, without their help, I don't know where I would be. So I just, you know, try to remain positive, enjoy each day, each moment, as if it was my last, and try to get a little better each day that I can.
Wow, what a powerful message. And what's amazing is not only have you fought and made it back to where you are, and I know you would say with the help of a lot of people, but you didn't stop there. You unveiled a logo for the AJ1 Foundation, and part of that is about running a nonprofit AAU team. Like, you're still in college, you're still playing, and you've got a nonprofit AAU team. Where did the idea come from, and why is that so important to you?
The idea came from when I was younger. My father used to work at a Boys and Girls Club, and I was around, you know, a lot of kids growing up, and, you know, it was like an outlet for children after school to come get their work done, play basketball, you know, a safe environment outside of, you know, being alone or running the streets. So I want to be able to provide those who are at disadvantage an opportunity to resources to improve at their basketball skills if they want to, you know, pursue basketball or any sports physical training. I also plan on having tutors and mentors in order to help them with their academics as well, because that's more important than anything if you want to succeed in basketball at this point. So I just want to be able to, you know, give those a chance who may have, you know, disadvantages at home or certain circumstances that might not be available to them. I want to be able to provide a resource, a positive resource, for those who may not have access to it on their own.
So really quickly, it's amazing to me, but like, I could see where somebody like you might say, this is something I might want to get to when I'm older. This is something I might want to do when I'm done playing. Why was it so critical to do it right now?
I feel like it was the time for me to do it now. I feel like there's a need for this in my community. And also that what I've gone through, I've had personal experience with, you know, certain children that I grew up with who didn't have, you know, both parents at home or didn't have, you know, the resources that I was fortunate to get. And going through what I went through, I want to be able to give back as much as I can to those who may not be able to, you know, do it on their own, because I know without the resources I was fortunate to have, I wouldn't be here on my own.
My man, you are very different. You are rare. I'm not sure. I know for a fact, I don't think that I could ever do what you've done. I think a lot of people listening right now would say the same thing. I mean, I can't say how much I respect and appreciate you in this conversation. Andrew, so good to have you on the show. I wish we had more time, but I'm so glad that you were able to share your story and share that message. I can't imagine how many people that helped.
I appreciate you. I'm glad to just be able to share my testimony with those who are in need, and I'm glad to be able to just be able to, you know, come onto your show and share my story.
I appreciate you. What an inspiration. What an amazing story. And let's be sure we do it again soon. Andrew Jones, University of Texas guard. And, you know, I've done this for decades, and I've talked to thousands of people, and numerous times you've probably heard me come out of an interview and say, I've never heard of something quite like that, or I've never had a discussion quite like that. This is one of those times. It's a college player diagnosed with leukemia 3 years ago.